RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Stay tuned when Mike and I get done. Andy and Joe have you covered with the Wade Ford Tailgate Show. And then Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan will take things over, leading you into the Falcons pregame, guys. Lots of Falcon conversation here today as they get ready for the Rams. Mike and I will give you our final analysis here in the next 15 minutes, so stay tuned for that as we broadcast live from the Nest. Boy, I tell you what, Mike, for a short show today. It's lively, you know?
Yes, we got a bunch of listeners who are coming by. Thanks to our dudes for hanging out, man, here at the Nest. A couple of guys have never been up here. Like, wow, this place is tight. It really is a great layout.
It is.
Our own sports bar overlooking the stadium. So if you are, again, if you're going to do a little staycation with your lady or your wife, it's a great spot to come down to Signia here on Northside.
I thought you were going to say both.
Or both. Hey, now.
I thought you were going to say both.
Then you really are going
to. Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk about what's going on around the NFL. First and foremost, and if you're wondering, let's talk about these standings. For the Falcons, who are now playing spoiler, okay, spoiling potentially the Rams' opportunity to have the number one overall seed, but also
Ulbrich here. I go, yes, Ulbrich's done a better job than other DCs we've had, but still, what happened against San Francisco? Their best player lit us up. What happened against the Colts? Their best player lit us up. And then we've made Bryce Young literally look like Joe Montana, like three games in a row now. So I'm not as warm and fuzzy about that element of this team as other folks. But, Carl, to me, the Jets game, just take two right now off the top of my head. Colts game, Jets game.
Yep.
Those, and that's where you lost it.
Yep.
You win those games, we're in first place. We have a home game here. The Rams might be coming here to play us in
that's
the playoffs.
Right. That's right. Division has been clinched by the Eagles and the Bears. We're talking about the teams that are already in and how they got in. Seahawks, Rams, 49ers, Packers are in the playoffs. The division races are still going to be determined next week. Remember, 49ers, Seahawks play.
Right.
Huge game. Ravens, Steelers play for that division. That's going to be the Sunday night game next week.
Epic.
Broncos have clinched in the AFC. Obviously, the Bucks and the Panthers still alive in the AFC South, or NFC South, should I say. We said that. And then you look at the AFC. Patriots, Jags, Bills, Texans, and Chargers all in the playoffs with the Ravens and Steelers to decide the NFC, AFC North. So there are some things that we're watching next week, but they're probably, guys, out of all the games, let's be honest. And look, the Falcon games matter. It matters because of what's going to transpire. But those three or four games, Mike, with real playoff implications on the line, winner goes home or loser goes home, those are going to be big games.
I mean, again, it's just a great schedule of action all Christmas week. But I just off the top of my head, Carl and I were talking about this before the show at the bar, the Sean McDermott decision to go for two.
Oh.
The Eagles have shown you they can't do any. I don't think Jalen Hurts had a completion in the second half or any passing yards of note. Just take your chances in overtime.
Yeah.
Get the ball to Josh Allen, maybe a couple of throws, and you get a field goal. But I thought McDermott, that made no sense. And Joe Brady, he keeps getting mentioned as a head coach material. He underutilizes James Cook. James Cook, when you can't get your other receivers open, why isn't James Cook used the way we use Bijan in the passing game? That's just two things I took from that Eagles game. That was a gritty win for Philadelphia.
It really was. And it makes you believe that, again, they may have that team to get back there, man. I mean, the Bills, they really make me scratch my head sometimes. And, Mike, I said this to you. I think they are being hurt by their coach. I think Sean McDermott, this is his last chance. They don't get to the Super Bowl this year. They're moving into a new stadium next year. I think he's moving on. They paid Josh. They paid all of their players. I think they're being, you know, they're being hurt by coaching. Meanwhile, around the league yesterday, the Dolphins beat the Bucs, which is why the Bucs are in this predicament. And the frustrating thing is, guys, they've lost four. They've lost four in a row. And Mike,
they're leaking like we leaked last year.
And we could. That's why we could be in this. But unfortunately, that's not the case. But they lose to the Dolphins yesterday. Patriots beat the Jets 42-10. They clinch the AFC East. We mentioned the Seahawks beating the Panthers 27-10. And that's why they need to beat the Bucs next week or the Falcons to win out to help them win this division. Meanwhile, Giants beat the Raiders 34-10. Geno has been absolutely hot garbage. And the Giants don't help themselves with that first overall pick by winning that game yesterday.
Right.
They had two wins going into that game yesterday. They have three now. It looks like it will be Raiders and Titans vying for that number one overall.
Did you see
pick.
The scrap between the Giants and the Raiders on the sideline? They got
crazy.
Into it. I mean, it's like, yeah, man. I know that's what we say. It's easier to say if we're going to tank and this or that. But and then last night, of course, as we said, that 49ers Bears game, just so much excitement. The pick six because Colonel Carl's always down on Purdy throws the pick six.
I am. That's why you texted me because I didn't see it. I was actually I was coming from.
You're doing hoops, right?
Yeah, doing hoops, and then I was out last night, and I get this text from Mike, pick six, first play. And I'm like, what's he talking about? And I didn't see it, and then I realized Purdy had done that.
Because Carl's like, why do you hate Purdy so much? You were joking around about that. But, no, it was an unbelievable game. The Bears, and I thought Caleb Williams, if you notice, Day-Day, we were talking about this with Carl earlier, he makes the unbelievable laser throws. You're talking about the vertical passing game down the field. But like Cam Newton in his prime, then he'll miss an easy throw in the flat. Doesn't get his footwork right. You know, sails the ball.
That's egregious.
And that's something Collinsworth – by the way, Collinsworth had a stat last night for Pro Football Focus. Mike Tirico goes, what does that even mean? He was talking about one of the Bears receivers being one of the elite receivers. It was pretty – I was with him. I'm like, thank you, Mike Tirico. But that broadcast was money last night, and that game was just as exciting as hell. I mean, at one point, 35-35, every team just scoring all the way down.
Is Brock Purdy a little bit more soulful than we thought? Brock Purdy, he broke out the Dougie last night.
And Collinsworth did not know what the Dougie was, by the way.
And I'm like, did Brock Purdy just do the Dougie? I was laughing, man. But look, he made plays with his feet.
He's got swag, man.
He does. I'll say this. My only beef, and I've said this time and time again, and I'm going to live there. This team won five or six games without him. With everybody hurt, with Mac Jones at quarterback. And I think it's a testament, speaking of coaches not getting the most out of their players, to a guy like Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh, who was playing with a depleted defense, getting the most out of their guys. They are a better team with him on the field. But, Mike, he didn't have Kittle last night.
Right.
There's still major defensive pieces, guys, that were sitting up in the booth
right.
with their girlfriends last night. I mean, like, it's the coaching job of the year for me for the 49ers. But Purdy playing his role, we'll see how far they get. But that was a big win for them
last
night.
McCaffrey also nursing a lower back injury. So, again, he'll probably have to get treatment. Might not be able to practice this week.
Yep.
And then, of course, as you said, the showdown for all the marbles against Seattle.
All right, man, we're going to come back. What's our take on tonight's game? All right, what's going to happen? Rams have the best offense in the league. How can we get after Matthew Stafford, Mike, make him uncomfortable, maybe get a couple of turnovers? I think this is going to be a big part of tonight's game. And if anybody knows, it's Raheem Morse. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.